I'm Luke Summerhayes, and I love Houndour. Dogs are man's best friends, so it makes sense that wherever there are tales of human ghosts, spirits, and demons, there are dogs as well. Legends of big black hounds with fiery red eyes are common in many world mythologies. Throughout the UK, tales of black dogs like Black Shuck or the Beast of Bodmin abound. This ubiquity led to Sir Arthur Conan Doyle creating the Hound of the Baskervilles in the second Sherlock Holmes story. All through European mythology, there are tales of hellhounds and demonic canines, inspiring the likes of Ghostbusters with their enemy Zool. Even in the Far East, Japan has the Yama Inu, a wolf spirit in the mountains. Houndour is Pokémon's answer to the Hellhound, a fire and dark type monster that resembles a Doberman with reddish flames and skeletal markings on its back and face. Unfortunately, I haven't played with Houndour very much in the video games, as it was one of those odd Pokémon introduced in the second generation who couldn't actually be caught in the Johto region. By the time I reached Kanto, I usually had a pretty established team. Despite the dark typing and the satanic associations, Houndour is a good dog, and the Pokédex supports that. Houndour hunt as a coordinated pack. They communicate with each other using a variety of cries to corner their prey. This Pokémon's remarkable teamwork is unparalleled. It cooperates with others skillfully. When it becomes your partner, it's very loyal to you as its trainer and will obey your orders. My clearest memory of Houndour comes from the short movie that preceded the third Pokémon movie. In this short, Pikachu teams up with a pair of Pichu brothers, and in their misadventures, they upset a Houndour, who angrily pursues them through the city. Although it's the antagonist of the story, even this Houndour is still acting pretty reasonably for a dog who was rudely awoken by some mischievous mice. Houndour doesn't really embrace its dark side until, at level 24, it evolves into Houndoom. Houndoom is a taller, slimmer, more adult dog, with a devil's tail and much more pronounced skeleton elements. Big horns on the head, rib-like protrusions on the back, and bone shackles on its ankles. Houndour and Houndoom's names are pretty on the nose. Combination of a word for a dog and a word for bad. The Japanese names might be even more obvious. Devil for Houndour and Helgar for Houndoom. Devil and Hell. Houndoom's Pokédex leans much more into the scarier vibe than Houndour. In a Houndoom pack, the one with its horns rigged sharply back serves a leadership role. They choose their leader by fighting among themselves. Upon hearing its eerie howls, other Pokémon get their shivers and head straight back to their nests. If you are burned by the flames it shoots from its mouth, the pain will never go away. Long ago, people imagined its eerie howls to be the call of the Grim Reaper. With its black fur and skeletal accessories, Houndoom really does resemble the Grim Reaper. Combined with the fact that it's a big dog, this feels like yet another reference to Greek mythology, this time the mighty Cerberus, who guarded the gates to the underworld. Houndoom was the go-to Pokémon for villains to use in the second generation. Team Rocket executives in the games, and the Pokémon Hunter from the fourth movie springing to mind first for me. In the sixth generation, Houndoom was among the monsters given a new Mega Evolution. This transformation exaggerated the bone elements of the design, almost giving Houndoom a deer's antlers. Like a lot of Mega Pokémon, Mega Houndoom's Pokédex entries make the Mega Evolution experience sound pretty unpleasant. Its red claws and the tips of its tail are melting from high internal temperatures that are painful to Houndoom itself. Houndoom's entire body generates heat when it Mega Evolves. Its fearsome, fiery breath turns its opponents to ash. Mega Houndoom continued regular Houndoom's legacy of having very high special attacking power, but ultimately only filling a small niche in the competitive scene. I love dogs. I love mythology and folklore. And I love Satan. Well, maybe not that last one. But either way, I love Houndoom. Music for Luke Loves Pokemon was written by Jonathan Cromie. Artwork for the podcast is by Katie Groves. If you're enjoying the podcast and want to help me be able to keep posting it online, please consider supporting at patreon.com/lukelovespkmn. If you want to get in contact about upcoming monsters, Fanpy and Stantler are next, we're on Twitter and Facebook at lukelovespkmn. If you want more podcasts taking deep dives into monsters from video game series, check out Monster Mash, a Monster Hunter podcast I host with my pals. It's back after a 2-year hiatus, and it can be found on Twitter at Monster Mash Pod, and you should be able to track it down by searching for Monster Mash Podcast on Facebook, YouTube, Apple Podcasts, or just that there Google. I love Houndour. And remember, I love you too.